Scholastic Audio presents Samuel Blink and the Forbidden Forest by Matt Haig. Read by Simon Vance. Part 1. On the way to the really big surprise. The tree trunks lying on the back of the truck were stacked up like a pyramid and fastened with three grey straps. One of the straps was a bit too loose and caused the trunks to vibrate as if they were restless, or as if they were trying to escape and make it back to the forest. The truck overtook the car at a reckless speed.
"Have you seen anything like it?" Samuel's dad Peter was saying. "What a maniac!"
Samuel's dad thought every driver apart from himself was a maniac, and truck drivers were the biggest maniacs of the lot.
"Great!"
he said as the giant vehicle began to slow down, hogging both lanes.
"Now we'll never get there."
"There's no hurry," said Samuel's mum, who was called Liv.
Samuel didn't know where they were going, but he knew he didn't want to spend another minute having to listen to his sister's singing. Well, singing was hardly the word for it. Cat strangling was a more accurate description of the sound.
"Mum, tell Martha to stop making that horrible noise."
His mum tutted.
"It's not horrible noise. It's beautiful singing."
This was a lie. One of the million parent lies Samuel had grown used to during his 12 years on the planet. But he knew he wouldn't get any support today. After all, it was Martha's birthday, a fact indicated by the two pins on her sweater saying, "I am 10 and 10 today." The singing got louder.